guess it can be fairly easy at times to think the worst about people or situations. Perhaps we go some period of time without hearing from someone who we consider to be a friend, and yet they just don't seem to have been in touch. And we can think, oh, they just don't care anymore. Perhaps there are other situations in which similar thoughts and feelings can arise, and instead of assuming the best about that person and thinking, well, there must be a good reason why they haven't done this or that or been in touch, we assume the worst. For Paul, in lockdown, house arrest, cut off from many of his friends and fellow believers, it must have been tempting to go down into the depths, to start thinking the worst, not just about his situation, but about other people from whom he was cut off. But listen to how he speaks to the Philippians here in our verses today. This is Philippians 4 and verses, well, just verse 10 actually. Paul writes, "I rejoiced in the Lord greatly, because once again you renewed your care for me. You were in fact concerned about me, but lacked the opportunity to show it." What Paul is talking about here is the fact that the Philippians, with one of their members, Epaphroditus, had sent a gift to Paul to help support him during his imprisonment. And Paul rejoiced that they did that. He rejoiced greatly in the Lord. He was thankful to the Philippians for their care. He was thankful to the Lord for prompting the Philippians to care for him in this way. But there's no sign that in that long period where he wouldn't have heard anything from them or received anything from them, he was harboring bitterness towards them or doubting their concern for him. He says, "You were in fact concerned about me, but lacked the opportunity to show it." I think there's a lesson there for us as Christians in our Christian lives, to not assume the worst when people perhaps haven't been serving us in ways we would have liked, but rather to realise they may well have other things on their plate. They may well be things that are keeping them from doing for us what we would love them to do for us. Paul felt that way about the Philippians. He knew they just didn't have the opportunity to show him the practical care that they now had opportunity to show him and had done. And he makes clear that he knows that. He understands that. He knows that they care, they just couldn't show it. And he lets them know that he rejoices greatly in the Lord for what they have done once the opportunity came. That's a beautiful combination of thanking them, but also acknowledging God as well, that he is at work in all of this and he should get the glory. So let's do our best to think the best of others. To consider that their circumstances might mean that they can't help us in the ways they would love to. Our circumstances mean they can't help us in the ways they would love to. I'm sure that's true for all of us at the moment in lockdown. There's things we'd love to do for people we can't do. There's things as people we'd love others to do for us, but our situation makes it impossible. Keep thinking the best of one another. And when help does come, rejoice in the Lord for it and let them know how thankful you are.